What about hogs? You know, you have different names for hogs according to the size they are and so forth.
Yeah. Well, you take a pig, it's small. Mm-hmm. And then you take a pig that's just about half grown, you call it a choke.
About how big is half grown?
Well, it's between a pig and
about 100 pounds,
something like that.
Uh-huh.
From 75 to 100 pounds. You just call it a choke. Then when it got up to 100, 150, you call it a hog.
What if it was male?
Well, you'd call it a boar, and if it been worked, it'd be called a
bar.
Mm-hmm. What if it was worked when it was young? Or
well, it's better to work working that way when they're small.
Uh-huh.
And they soon get over it.
Uh-huh. What about when they're grown and old, and then you work them?
Well, lots of times they don't do so well, and sometimes they'll die when they get old that way.
Uh-huh.
They generally work on them when they're small, little.
You use that word work on. Are there any other words for that? Or would you use the same word, say, if you're talking about a horse?
No, you call that chastity.
Yeah, that's right.
For a horse? What about for, say, a tomcat?
Well, same thing, I reckon.
Okay. The female hog's called a
sow.
Okay. What if she's never had pigs?
Well, you'd call her a
gilt.
Okay. And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
Well, that's called a bristle.
Okay.
They get mad, but then them stiff hairs come up and down their backbone. Call them bristles.
Okay, and the big teeth that a hog has.
That's the tushies.
Okay. And the thing that you put the food in for a hog, you call that a
troll.
Okay. So if you had three or four of these, you say I have three or four
trolls.
Okay. Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Yeah, them is wild hog.
Okay. What noise does a calf make when it's being weaned?
Bog.
Okay. And a noise that a cow makes when the calf's taken away from her?
Well, she'll mourn for a calf.
Is that, what type noise is that?
Well, it's not exactly a bawling, it's just a mourn. They make a racket.
Uh-huh.
Just, calling them, but it's not a bawling like they do other cows do. They're just mourning for their calves. Sometimes they sort of bawl low, you know.
Yeah.
For them.
What about the gentle noise that the cow makes at feeding time?
Well, they bawl for their feed.
Uh-huh.